Here's a guy who's no stranger to traveling across the U.S. and looking for those nice, warm weather locations, because he fishes just about, in every state. He fishes professionally, tournament angler extraordinaire from Peterborough, Ontario, our good friend Corey Johnson. Hey, Cor.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Yourself, buddy?
Can't complain.
Good stuff. We're at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, well, the season's over, basically. It's time to do some deer hunting and spend a little family time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You know, how much time out of 12 months, how much time do you spend on the road fishing events?
You know, it all depends on the year, but, you know, definitely 10.
Wow.
Definitely 10 months. Yeah, it's, wow. It's a long, long, it's a long long year, and you know, the you got to have a wife and family that understands what you're doing, and luckily mine supports it, and we make it work.
By the way, the Johnson family, they're an extraordinary bunch. I'm blessed with the privilege of knowing them. I spent many years with your dad, as you know, Corey, fishing tournaments with Lynn and his partner. So I know when you say you have to have a special family and understanding to make this thing work, you could not have picked a better bunch for supporting you and your brother on this endeavor that you've been on, could you?
No, you know, you can't. You definitely can't. And, you know, it's not only mom, dad, Chris, you know, it's the wives, it's our friends that we hang out with every weekend. So, you know, it extends a lot more than that, but you're absolutely right.
All right, you said 10 months, you know, and people out there are probably going, oh my God, like, how can the guy do that? He's gone. He's fishing 10 months of the year he's fishing. What we forget is this is what you do for a living. And we all spend more than 10 months at our jobs, right? So why wouldn't you spend 10 months at your job?
Definitely. You know, it's no different than a hockey player. It's no different than, you know, basketball, football, whatever. It's just, it's a career. And, you know, when you go into it, I mean, you gotta go in full steam ahead and commit to it. And that's what we've done. And, like I said, our family's supportive.
All right. Let's look in the rearview mirror. If we can, tell us, how you performed and what you make of your performance this year.
I mean, I had an excellent year. I got no complaints with that. Do I think I could have done better? Yes. I know I could have done a little bit better. And, you know, that's what this year is. You know, we're getting ready now to start prepping our stuff, getting our new boats, getting our new tackle, everything, and preparing for next season. And,
where did you end up?
I finished second for the angler. I tied for second for angler of the year and lost by 8 points. So it was frustrating. It was, you know, there's a lot of words to describe how I was feeling. And we're going to go out next year and try and win it.
You know, listen, let's be perfectly honest. If anybody that's listening is a tournament angler and a professional angler, and if they were told that they could end up in second for Angler of the Year in the BASS, the biggest platform, fishing platform on the planet, they would be elated. But I want you to share with us right now your emotion when you, that second, that moment you found out that it wasn't first place, but second. How did you feel?
There's a lot of different answers for that. You know, I had some things happen this year that could have been prevented in, you know, mechanical issues, that sort of thing. And, you know, that cost me big time. And it happened twice. If it wasn't for mechanical issues, I would have won by a huge margin. So, when I finished second, I knew I finished second. It was frustrating. It was disappointing because at the end of the day, I knew I should have won. So, you know, it's,
wow.
You know, we don't do, I mean, Chris and I are the same. We don't do anything to finish second. You know, it doesn't matter if we're, you know, having a few beers with the guys playing cards. Like, you want to win. It's just, that's the way we were raised. It is what it is. And, you know, we want to win. So we're going to try to do everything we can for one of us to win it next year.
It's the one common thread that I think all top-level athletes have. And it doesn't matter what profession it is. They want to win. And fishing is no different. And I have been up against you boys more than a few occasions on the water, and I can feel it. I can see it, and I can feel it in you. Every time that you're competing, you're there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to win. And that's really what separates you from the balance of the field, if you will, is your desire to win. And that usually translates into exactly that, winning. So, hats off to you, man. Great, great finish being in second. Of course, that's the first time ever that a Canadian angler has finished that high on Angler of the Year in the U.S. So, man, that's fantastic. Now, that was your first year in bass, right?
Correct.
And how was that experience for you?
It was an incredible experience. You know, a lot of these kids and even adults sit at home and, you know, they turn on ESPN and they watch the Bassmasters and they say, you know, well, one of these days I would love to fish a Bassmaster Classic. And I mean, I was no different. I get up Saturday morning and, you know, Dad would have his coffee and we'd sit there, watch television shows, watch everything. And it's an incredible experience, and I can't wait to get this next season going and to fish the Classic in March.
I understand you're going to have a bit of competition this year. I understand that Scott Martin has made the move as well.
Yeah, he's doing all the Bass Opens to try and qualify for the Elite Series. So, hopefully he can get in there and have a good season and fish the Elite next year.
Any Canadian tournaments that you or your brother will be fishing?
We're going to do the Canadian Open. We'll dabble with whatever we can when we're home. It's we don't really have a set schedule. It's just if we're home and we got a free weekend, we'll jump into something. And all the fishing around here is, you know, this is what we look the most forward to. It's not about winning. It's not about, you know, going out and trying to beat everybody. It's about fishing the lakes that we grew up on and, you know, trying to, you know, see how much they've changed. See, try a bunch of different baits, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't understand when we come back home. You know, we're not trying to beat everyone. We're, you know, it's where we cut our teeth. It's, you know, it's what we love to do. So we look more forward to coming back here in the summer, fishing two or three tournaments and having fun, maybe fishing one with Dad. So we're looking forward to it.
I want to talk to you about that, actually. Can you stay with us a couple of more minutes, Corey?
Absolutely. I got all day.
Perfect. We got to take a quick break. Corey Johnson, runner-up to Angler of the Year in the U.S. for the BASS. That's the big event. And, of course, he won all kinds of other events down there as well. Him and his brother are Canada's best tournament anglers, hands down. Now, more journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Hey, want to learn more about the last great fishing frontier? Then look no further than FishingCanada.com.
Oh, buddy, that's a tank.
The biggest and most comprehensive website dedicated exclusively to, you guessed it, fishing in Canada. Videos, blogs, how-tos, and GPS waypoints to some of Canada's best fishing hotspots and much, much more. We'll even show you how to prepare a world-famous Canadian shore lunch. If you love fishing, then you'll love FishingCanada.com. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring.
Hello.
Filling in for Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board today, as they are each and every day. And on the line with us is Corey Johnson, the other half of the Johnson brother team, Chris being the other. And I said, as we went into the break, Canada's best tournament anglers, hands down. I know there's probably a lot of people out there saying, wait a minute. But I happen to believe that that is the absolute truth, and no problem saying that at all. But there's a guy in your background, Corey, who you mentioned just a moment ago, you enjoy getting out fishing with Dad every now and then. Well, I competed with Dad. He was your version of the Johnsons back then. I competed head-to-head with him for years, and I got to tell you, I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody more competitive than Lynn. How do you deal with that, and how does he deal with you?
Yeah, that's kind of a good question. Going back to what I said earlier about, you know, always wanting to win and always trying your hardest, and, you know, sometimes you can't win, but you got to compete, you got to do what you can, you got to try your hardest, and that all comes from him. It's the way we grew up. We played a lot of hockey growing up, and that's where that all comes from. And I mean, Lynn's always said, you know, you don't do anything to finish second, and you want to win, you want to be the best you can be, and that's where that all stems from.
So when you're out on the boat with him and you get an opportunity to kind of rub it in a little bit and kick his butt, do you take advantage of it, or do you just let the old man have his day?
You absolutely know I take advantage of it, and he takes advantage of every opportunity to let me know that he outfished me, or he caught the bigger one, or he caught more, or whatever.
Oh, and I could just see you guys, too, the three of you on a boat. It's got to be – I would love to have a camera on that, let me tell you, for sure.
It's a mess. It's a mess is the only way to describe it.
So when does the new season officially start?
The first tournament's on the St. John's River in Florida, and that's the first week of February.
First week of February. Now – when you first started fishing south of the border, everybody was saying, you know, there's such a disadvantage with Canadian anglers going south to participate in these events, because it's like you're playing the opposition is playing in their home field, right? And you're not. And every body of water was strange. With the number of years you guys have been applying your trade down south now, you've got to be starting to get pretty familiar with most of these waterways, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. But, I mean, the thing is, when you start going to all these new bodies of water, you start to learn how to fish and how to practice and how to maximize your time on the water and cover as much water as you can efficiently. And that's what it's more about. It's not really about the body of water and you've never been there. It's maximizing your time. It's pre-fishing properly. And that's what we've really learned to do well. And that's probably the biggest factor that a lot of people don't realize. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're down south, if you're back here in the core of the lakes, it's maximizing your time on the water and being efficient when you're out there.
At the end of the day, fish are fish, right? And as long as you know what they're about to do and what their behavior patterns are, you can figure it out.
You absolutely can. I mean, fish aren't that smart. It's about predicting where they're going to be and knowing what the season is, whether it's the spawn, if it's in the fall and they're chasing bait or what have you. They're on ledges in the summer. It's knowing what they're doing and being able to go out there with a preconceived notion of what these fish are doing and maximizing your time on the water, finding as much stuff as you can and taking it into the tournament and executing on it.
Corey, I got to ask you, because I think you and your brother are probably the very best at this. Certainly in my experience, how much of this game is between the ears? How much of this game is in the head?
There's a lot of it. I mean, it's just like golf. It's just like any other sport. You know, you gotta put your nose down and, you know, a lot of these days it's 100 degrees. You're sweating. You don't want to be on the water. It's disgustingly hot. There's no wind. The fishing sucks in August anywhere in the States. It doesn't matter where you go. And a lot of it is just, you know, keeping your nose down, grinding it out, doing what you got to do. I mean, everyone's the same. They don't want to be out there just as much as you don't. But if you can put that extra hour in and stay out there till dark when everyone else is getting off the water, it's, you know, it makes a big difference.
Do you head games, is there a lot of that going on?
Yeah, there's some. I mean, I like to play with a guy's head just as much as anyone, you know what I mean? And, it's, you know, it's kind of a game, and you hear all kinds of stuff. You know, it's guys are doing this, guys are doing that, and guys will lead you astray, there's no doubt. And certain people I'll do it to, and certain people I'll give them the straight bill of goods. It is a game, there's no doubt. You want to win just like the next person wants to win, so you got to take every advantage you can get sometimes.
Well, my friend, you are to be congratulated, both of you, Chris as well. You had a fantastic year last year, finishing second. I can't believe it. I'd still be pinching myself if I were you, but fantastic. And of course, you've got the whole country behind you for this upcoming season, for the 2020 bass season. We know you guys, one of you is going to win this whole deal. I'm telling you right now, we are going to be on this very program a year from now talking about victories.
I hope you're right.
I'll be right, my friend. Listen, all the best to you. Enjoy your Christmas holiday with the family. Say hi to Lynn and Mom and everybody else, and we wish you all nothing but the best.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care.
Corey Johnson, a tournament angler extraordinaire, part of the Johnson crew. Chris and Corey both compete against each other in tournaments. And of course, their dad Lynn was a absolutely top notch tournament angler in Canada for years, and won his fair share of events as well. All from the Peterborough area, by the way, in case you were wondering.